Time now for this week's Cypress Hills Destination Area Piffles Player Profile. I really want to know. Tell me, who are you? Now, he's shown some flashes this season and will get more of an opportunity to make a name for himself with the departure of Daron Carter. This week, we're going to get to know a little bit more about Riders receiver Shaq Evans.
Now, Shaq, you were around in the NFL for a couple of years. What did you learn down south that you can bring up here to Saskatchewan?
Just to be resilient, you know, like, because, you know, it's a lot of things out of your control in the game of football, whether you're down south or up here. So all you can do every day is come out and work, get better, and let the chips fall where they make. So that's what I learned.
Now, what was your first impression of the CFL and Saskatchewan itself when you got here as a kid growing up in California?
Yeah, I mean, I honestly didn't know where or what Saskatchewan was, you know, before they called me and offered me a contract. So, you know, but just being in a different country is a great experience, you know, just learning how people do things just a little differently, you know, say words differently, spell them differently. Like, you guys spell favorite with a U. These guys spell, like, a center with a R-E. It's, like, it's real cool, man, just to see, you know, a different place. So my first impression was definitely it's just different, but it's definitely a fun place to be.
Now, on the field, we've seen some flashes of what you can bring, big playability. But in your own words, what do you bring the Riders?
I think I just bring, you know, just the playmaking ability. A guy that's going to go out there every day and give it his all, you know, whether it's blocking, getting my teammates open, or making a play for myself. You know, I'm just a guy that's going to go out there and compete every single play, practice or game.
Biggest attribute you have?
Biggest attribute I have is just my competitiveness. You know, once, like, I'm an even kill guy off the field, you know, ask everybody, they know me, I'm quiet, don't say much. But once I get on the field, you know, I'm real competitive. Love having fun, you know, and I just love the competition of football.
Now, off the field, are you the same type of person that you were when you were a kid growing up?
Oh, yeah, I'm no different. Anybody that knows me since I was little, or even from just middle school or high school on, just knows I'm the same person. I've never changed since when I got drafted. Nothing changed. I'm the same guy. Like, no, I'm the same Shaq since day one.
Where do you draw your inspiration from?
Inspiration I draw from my mother, you know, because she had me at a young age. She had me at around 16, and she made a lot of sacrifices for me, you know, to be able to be here to this day. So definitely all my inspiration comes from my mother and the things that she did for me with her sacrifices and things like that.
Needless to say, you're very close with her then?
Yeah, definitely. I didn't have my dad in my life for a lot of my life, so my mom was the one that was always there, so definitely close with her.
Now, if you could sit down with one person, dead or alive, who would it be, and what would you ask them?
If I could sit down with one person, dead or alive, I'd sit down with Randy Moss and just ask him, what's in you? Like, what is it that God gave you that he didn't give everybody else? Because you got something that that nobody else has, hand, speed, quick, and I definitely would love to talk to Randy Moss just to pick his brain and just to see what his mindset was.
So he goes up when he jumps over a guy, grabs the ball,
like that,
he gets mossed, right?
Yeah.
When you do that to a guy, you yell out, you got shacked? Trademark that. Get that on a shirt, trademark it.
Hey, Alex, that's a great idea. I might use that.
Now, you just finished the bye week. What kept you busy?
Just hanging out with friends, you know, back at home. You know, I love being home, California, being with family and things like that. So that's what just kept me busy, you know, just being around them and, you know, just chilling, really, you know, just get away from football for a little bit, you know, not completely away. Obviously, I was still working out and things like that, but just try to get away from, like, the game, not watching it, just spending time with family, you know, for at least the first, because we've gone for like 8 days, so at least the first 3-4 days was just all about, you know, just chilling and family and things like that.
Okay, if you can get a time machine, you can go one place. Are you going back in time or are you going into the future?
If I'm going back to the 90s, you know, I wish I grew up in the 90s, you know, I love the 90s music. So if I had a time machine, I would definitely grow up in the 90s. Not like, I was only like, you know, my younger years, like 8, 7, 6, stuff like that. But I wish I was like 15, 16, 17 in the 90s.
You get to go see some of the shows.
Yeah.
All right, now kind of a lightning round here. What's your favorite cereal?
Cinnamon Toast Crunch.
Yes, right there. Anyway. Favorite cheat meal?
Wings.
Rom-com or sci-fi?
Sci-fi.
Guilty pleasure?
I don't know. Guilty pleasure is my Oreos, man. I can't stop eating Oreos. But song, anything from the 90s R&B. I don't know anything.
And finally, dogs or cats?
Dogs. Hate cats.
Again, right answer. Shaq, thanks so much.
Thank you. Appreciate it.